It's by far the worst smell I've ever. Like, it, you wouldn't, to get me to sit back in that car on that drive, you would have to pay me.
How much?
Honestly.
A listener production.
This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today. Okay, time for the gruesome one now.
That's the bad one.
That was a bad one. Oh, this is the bad one.
Oh, this is the bad
one. Okay.
No, we want the horror one.
This is the, like, the story. It's like a longer story. I think we have to like take our time actually and settle into it.
I love it.
I hope it's good.
You haven't disappointed, to be honest.
Yeah, this is good so far.
Okay, so...
Also, I love you. I think everything you do is amazing. I'm looking at one thing going, I love you. Anything you do... anything you do, I find funny.
Well, we'll see, I guess.
Okay, time will tell.
This story is a bit more nuanced.
Okay. Is it like, if you get it, you get it? Or is it like...
No, you'll get it. It's a bit more nuanced. It's such a crazy thing to say this one. So it's my birthday.
Okay.
We're in Daylesford, which is like a nice... rural area outside of Melbourne. Gays go there.
Uh-huh.
And my friend has this lesbian, my lesbian friend, not the one that you're the whole pass of, mm-hmm. a different one. has this girl that is like, turns out obsessed with her. And she told my friend that she knew how to find magic mushrooms, which has always been my dream, is to go and find like wild magic mushroom, right? And so we drive in this car and this lesbian who's absolutely obsessed with my friend, who my friend rejected, is like taking us into the woods. Oh. And she's like, you're going to go near pine trees, you're going to go near pine trees. So we're driving deeper and deeper and deeper into the woods. I'm trying to make it spooky. Does it feel spooky?
Ooh, yeah, I'm imagining it. Yeah. There's like an owl in the corner.
And then we get out and she just starts pointing at mushrooms and telling me that they're magic mushrooms. And I knew enough to know that these were not magic mushrooms. And I was like, babe, I don't think these are magic mushrooms. Magic mushrooms are blue on the inside.
Oh, are they?
Did you know the thing that makes magic mushrooms, the thing that makes them a drug, makes them whatever that is the color is blue. So every magic mushroom everywhere in the world, you break it open, it's blue on the inside.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that
so it's like whatever makes you high is like a blue vein through the mushroom.
Oh my these God, okay. So you're going, liar.
And I was like, oh, honey, I don't think so. And then she disappears. And then we're Googling.
Wait, we mean disappears?
She disappears.
In the woods, so she's looking for mushrooms.
And then she leaves the group. And we're Googling it, right, just quickly. I'm like, we've got to fucking Google this. I don't think this is right. And we're Googling it. And then it said one of the mushrooms that I was holding was like so poisonous that we could die or something.
Was death like cap just, one like just Beef Wellington woman?
Just by touching it. Beef Wellington woman.
Was that awful?
Erin.
Erin, you saw
it. Erin Madison.
You said it like she was a good friend.
Show her some respect. She's brought us so much.
She's said so much content.
She's brought us so much content. We respect Erin.
Sorry, we should have all those people die. We're not laughing at the deaths.
No, it's Erin Patterson. Yeah, she's the... Respect.
Respect for the dead, not for Erin.
Respect for the dead.
Not for Erin. But Erin really, but to be fair, Erin's situation that she created did help educate the masses on death cap mushrooms.
Be careful.
So think of how many lives she saved.
Yeah, she saved a lot of lives.
By the people.
Death cap mushrooms are not going for dinner at her house.
No, those two things, you stay clear.
We don't do.
Yes.
So she disappears, and then we're Googling it. We're like, what the fuck? This girl's trying to kill us. What's going on? Why is she telling us to eat these mushrooms? And then she comes back, and I'm like, these aren't edible. Like, these are poisonous. She goes, yeah. No, they're not the ones. Like, a complete change of tune. So weird. And then I was like, I guess she went off into the woods to, like...
Think.
To think or, like, Google as well, right?
They're going, we can feel it.
And she's gone through this dog. I'm like, okay, we're going to go home. And we get in the car, and the car smells like shit. But the worst you've ever, like the worst, like it's so intense. Mm-hmm. And we drive like 7 meters, slam on the brakes, everyone gets out of the car. The dog has like, on its neck, has like shit, like it's rolled in shit.
Oh, okay.
And we're all like screaming and like you've never known, you've never known situation. I smell like that.
Okay.
We're screaming. People are wailing. People are on their knees. Like, why? Why? And then we look over. She goes out a switchblade knife, starts trying to cut the shit off the dog's neck, cuts the dog's neck. The dog's bleeding. We're like, shit, we gotta get out of here. We get in the car. We're driving home. We've got all the windows down. All our heads are out the window, except I took the middle seat. I'm in the middle seat, tearing, looking over at this dog bleeding. My friend asked her something about the other person, and this is what I find out, that the dog is not this person's dog, that she was minding the dog.
Wait, so they've got, someone else's dog with them, and they've slit its throat and had it roll in shit.
Yeah.
Great. Good. So if someone else mind, I would fucking...
So they're minding the dog, and we're all driving back, and we can't, like, everyone's just watching this dog bleed, but, like not like in a... Like, the dog's fine, but, like...
Like a little nick.
But you never really want to see blood mixed with shit while smelling it. And we're very worried about the dog. And then we get back and I'm like looking at the dog and I'm like, it seems like okay. And then I'm like, I think you probably go and wash the dog though, right? And she goes, no, it's fine. You need the shit to harden before you can wash the dog? And we're like, that's okay, not true. And then she's like, anyway, I think there's some more magic mushrooms over here. So she starts taking us. And we're all just like walking through the woods now. Like we're like near her house, but she hadn't taken her to her house. She took us to like this botanical gardens where she thought you could find them. And we're all just like, wait, no, we're going to your house. We're going to your house. We're not in the woods. We're going to your house.
We've got a dog that's bleeding.
It's covered in shit. Yeah, it's like just walking with us now. Okay. Like, let's go wash the dog. She's like, no. And then eventually, like, we had to be like, you have to go home now. Yes. And you have to wash this dog. And then she left. And my boyfriend turned to me and he goes, because that wasn't dog shit. He goes, we all know what human shit smells like. And I was like, oh my God. He goes, that was fresh human shit from the woods. And he said, she went into the woods into this shit. And then her dog rolled in it. And we were all just like, 100% that's what happened. And then we got in the car and she's freaking out so much because she's like, of course, we sort of thought it was funny. This dog rolled in like wild animal shit or something. But she's thinking, that's my shit. She's panicked.
Because she isn't disgusted by the smell because it's her shit.
She's fine.
She's like doing acting classes to be like, oh my God, yuck, it's so bad.
She's so panicked by the reality of the fact that we're all there that she gets a knife out and just freaks out and accidentally cuts the dog's neck.
God. And also she's with her ultimate crush.
But then, and this is the bit that really gets me.
What?
Even after all of that, when we got home, she still didn't want to leave my friend. She still was like, no, I don't need to wash the dog yet. I need to wait to wash the dog. Because she still just didn't want to lose this moment with my friend.
This beautiful moment
of my friend looking at the dog bleed on her. Is it more nuanced?
No, it's not fucking nuanced. Terrific. But also, why wouldn't you wash? Why wouldn't you, if it was your shit though, wouldn't you go, let's wash this dog immediately before anyone has too much time to think about whose shit it is?
I think there's two things that I think. Right. And I've thought about this a lot.
Yeah.
I think that she was so worried about seeming too weird about it. Because it was hers, she didn't want us to think that. So she was trying so hard to play cool that she was like, no, we don't need to go home. But she's missed the point, which is that the dog is hurt, right?
Yes.
But she's so consumed by not getting caught out.
She's like, it's like an ultimate who smelt it, dealt it. Like, she doesn't want to bring attention to
she's
it.
She's like, so what? Yeah.
It's just shit.
Yeah.
What's wrong with shit? Stop shit shaming.
I really can't reinforce how bad, like, it's by far the worst smell I've ever. Like, to get me to sit back in that car on that drive, you'd have to pay me...
How much?
Honestly, $40,000.
Because it was that bad.
It was bad. I just couldn't go back there.
Maybe, not 50 though, 40 though. You'd do it for 40.
I'd do it for $2,000.
$2,000?
I thought about it and I thought, yeah, for $2,000, yeah, I'd do it for
It also would have been a nasty shit because she obviously really needed to shit.
So
obviously,
like, she was so sick.
Yeah, she like had like eaten something off or had IBS or something.
She's unwell.
She's not well. She's had dairy and with an intolerance or something, and she's gone, I need to shit right now. Because who shits in the woods voluntarily unless you're needing to shit?
No, it was the worst. And I know people think that their poo smells better than them. I've never done a poo that smells like that.
What?
No way. No way. It was beyond. It was not. I can't. Like, I don't know how to communicate. It was.
Oh, my God. It was what?
Bad.
Tangy?
It just was like.
Tangy.
It was like emotional.
The shit was emotional.
Like,
I guess.
Sitting in the car was like an emotional experience of like it felt like we, like there was grief.
Oh my God. I mean, it stuck with you.
No, yeah, we were walking around. When she finally left, you know, he said that thing, like the bit that Momori turns to me and he says, "That was human shit." I reckon there was probably 3 minutes of silence before he said that. Like, so funny. She left and we're all just sitting in the woods staring at trees, just like.
So, okay. So then did you ever see her again? Did she ever have sex with your friend?
I don't think I ever. I can't remember who she was, actually.
Oh.
I hope she's not watching this.
She might be.
Because she thinks that we don't know.
We
know.
They know. They know. They know. And they laugh about it to the point where when Josh asked, what's a nightmare story for Abby's podcast? That's the one that people said.
You think of all the stories that we went along the way.
How bad it got. And also how many poo-related stories we had. Have people lingering in shit tied up on Josh's bed and this one made the cut. This is the one. This needs to go on your show. Side note.
You know, this isn't in my show because when you're telling stand-up, sometimes things don't make the cut because you think I'm making it up.
Yeah, true.
It's one of these stories where, true. Like, so sometimes I'm like, oh, that's actually not funny stand-up because people, you sort of think so I've fucked. Just said it.
Yeah, or exaggerated it or, like, lied about certain points
of
it. I
haven't exaggerated a second. If anything, I've under-exaggerated how bad a shit smell.
Oh, my God.
And you smelled shit.
Okay. We all know. Actually, yeah, you're a shit connoisseur. You are like, you know shit. You're like a MasterChef judge of shit. You're like the Melissa Leong going good or bad shit.
Oh, great. Well, we've found the Instagram reel.
Oh, my God. Okay, Josh, fuck me. All right, what are we plugging? Your shows that are as good as that?
We're plugging what I'm on tour.
Yeah, you're on tour. You're on tour. Tidying up. Let's tidy up. The dates are in the show notes. They're on Josh's Instagram. It's just Josh Thomas on Instagram, correct?
Yeah.
You're also on TikTok, which is when I first saw you on TikTok, it was the most comforting thing.
Oh, that's nice. I stopped doing it.
And why?
Well, they stopped showing my videos to anybody. And I know it's just like, I can't roll the dice on this.
People were liking it, though.
It was doing so well, and then it stopped, and then I thought, oh, I can't. I'm not rolling the dice on this.
Well, it's quite, because you go, what's the point? I put in so much effort into this content.
It is a lot of effort, and then you just don't know if they're going to watch it. And actually, I'm used to getting paid.
That's what my friend and I talk about. They're like, why am I doing this for free to make content and to tell jokes? I'm like, I can save this for the tour or the podcast. Yeah. Why the fuck?
Why am I doing that?
Yeah, yeah.
And I would do it if it was like working, but then every so often, and things go on Instagram, and whatever, does it, who cares?
Yeah.
Nothing, anything more boring than this, but.
Yeah, then I said the words to my assistant. I said, oh, I'm not giving my thoughts away for free.
No.
I'm not, which is so late-stage capitalism, but it's so right. It's like, I'm like, not even my thoughts are getting, like, they're not getting, I'm monetizing that.
Not in front of a camera.
No.
No, although I did just do this podcast.
No, but you know what? We're paying you an exposure and you've got a butt plug. And that's true, that you're going to donate to people. So I'm very excited for you. Dates are in the show notes. You can buy tickets in the show notes. And it's Josh Thomas everywhere, right? That's your Instagram handle?
Who cares? Josh Thomas 87.
87.
Thank you.
I'm trying to plug.
They can just Google if they want to go to the tour, right? You can just Josh Thomas tour. I don't know.
Yes, but I actually recently got, I Googled to get Missy Higgins tickets. And I knew that the website was probably a scam. But I wanted tickets so badly that I did it anyway. So I'm still waiting to see the outcome of that. So if you Google, sometimes if you Google ticket names,
you go on like
you go to the first one and it's a scam.
You got to go to their website.
Yeah. So you got to, yeah. But I kind of knew it. I was like, I know that this is a high risk, but again, a high reward. It's like
you just overpaid. Anal. When are you going to Missy Higgins?
Hopefully April 12th. But I also might be able to get free. I might be able to get tickets that are guaranteed. So
you do work in a radio station. I feel like you can go.
Well, I just don't know. I feel like I don't know. I just feel like.
It's nicer by them.
I want to support my friend, Mr. Higgins, yeah. who doesn't know who I am. But, yeah,
took free tickets to me, though.
Yeah, but I would have paid. If I just kidding. No. Actually, you know what? I saw your poster because I have a house in Bangalore.
Yeah.
And I saw your poster on the Bangalore Main Street on Byron Street. Uh-huh. And I was going to buy tickets before I got given free ones.
Thank you.
So just, I was, oh, I had the intention.
You don't have to buy tickets. I don't know why I said that.
But I had the intention.
Thank you. I don't know.
I buy tickets to all my friends' gigs. Because all my friends gig, so I think it's pretty fucked to expect free shit.
I don't get that much money.
Okay, sounds good. I'm sorry.
You guys are so cute.
Okay, Josh, we love you. And also the show is as good as that, if not better, to the point where if I had a migraine right now, I might leave. But for your show, I stayed.
Thank you.
I almost vomited in front of Rosie Waterland. Love my queen.
A Listener Production.